got to roll and give and do it at the right time. You can be slow or fast, but you must get to the line.
Are you suggesting that it may possibly be coming home?
Oh, I think it might well be, mightn't it? I prefer that song, though, don't you? Possibly not the way that I did it.
Well, possibly not, yes. Yeah. I feel the listeners won't be going...
I think that was the best football song, though.
It was a good one. What's the name of the guy, John Barnes.
I'm feeling Back Home by the 1970s World Cup squad.
Oh, yeah, that's very good as well,
isn't
it?
It's an appalling song, but
it's
just a bit of nostalgia.
Way.
Oh, yeah, there's some shockers.
We are Rons 22. Do you remember that?
They don't do those songs anymore, do they?
There's a reason why.
There is a reason why.
There is a reason why, because generally they're all absolutely appalling. Yeah. But yes, did you
I stayed up.
We're all knackered, aren't we, at the moment? Because we stayed up to the early hours of the morning. And this means, Alex Miles, you've got to get this out before the next match, just in case we're knocked out.
Oh, yeah, that's true. But what a game, though.
Of course, Richie will not be coming home. The only thing coming home will be us.
Yeah, this has to go out before we've got a chance of getting knocked out. So yeah, that was excellent, wasn't it? Have you watched much of it?
I've seen more of it than I thought I would do.
I was determined that I was going to sort of boycott it.
Really? Why?
Yeah. Oh, because FIFA are corrupt.
Yeah. Mm.
Trump's totally obviously corrupt. I couldn't bear the whole thing. I wanted it to fail massively. But it's been a brilliant World Cup.
It's been a brilliant World Cup.
It's been
so
some
far.
Fantastic. You look at the top goal scorers, who they are. Yeah. And you think, God almighty, none of them are failing, are they? No. They're all scoring plenty of goals. And, yeah, it's really great.
But how tense was that last 10 minutes, that extra time, that clock stopped,
it just
didn't
stopped,
it?
Didn't it? Yeah,
it just felt stopped. So slow.
It was just effectively defensively attack, wasn't it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was really surprised at that they didn't leave Anthony Gordon or someone like that up front. Because it would still even out, because they'd have to leave one person back then.
Yeah.
So we were just booting the ball up.
It's like a drill.
Not that I'm qualified to tell Thomas Tuchel how to coach, but I did think it was odd that
your hairline
didn't leave...
is clearly better.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
He doesn't
true,
look
yeah.
well, does he?
He doesn't look very stressy.
Looks like he needs a liver transplant. He looks like terrible colour. But what about Jordan Henderson jumping over the thing and he's hurt his arm?
I know.
He?
Apparently, he was on oxygen. Apparently, when they were taking
he needs to be there for some reason, because he's certainly not there for football. I mean, it'd be funny. You might as well get me up there if you're going to be a nice cheerleader and chivvy the lads along.
I know. It's ridiculous,
like, what the fuck? But I think. That is right up there last night with the greatest England performances of all time.
It was brilliant.
In the circumstances, altitude, playing. I mean, I don't know what football's like. I mean, I've played cricket in Johannesburg at altitude, and it's really hard to play sport at altitude.
Yeah, I'm sure.
You're running in, you thought, fucking
they were saying
here.
Last night on the BBC that there's three quarters of the amount of oxygen there.
Yeah, it's really hard.
I mean, it's not just a bit.
Wow.
They said it was like... If at normal sea level, it's like 20 point something of whatever's, you know, and it's something like 14.8 up there or
really,
15.
It's really, really difficult.
A big difference,
if anyone who's ever done it, I found it really hard when I had to do it. But I think the altitude, the stadium, they're a good side. And of course, then going down to 10.
Yeah.
Fabulous effort.
Yeah.
Absolutely fabulous. Yeah. So that's my dog making that noise.
Is it? I wonder what it was.
Because the other thing, it may possibly be coming home. I think it's fair to say.
Do you really think it is, though?
Well,
with
probably
France.
Not.
And...
No, they won't be
no,
France.
No, France and Spain. Yeah. Argentina are looking pretty good
no
as well,
chance.
Aren't they?
Absolutely no chance.
I'm quite enjoying it. I bet Cristiano Ronaldo is gnashing his teeth at Lionel Messi, don't you?
He
would be fuming, wouldn't he?
Oh,
my goodness. Yeah, he'll be fuming about the fact that he's
it's
got
not about
seven
me.
Goals. Yeah,
it's not all about me. Yeah. It has to be about me.
His face when he was taken off, it was just a picture.
I know, and that bit where the reporter asked him about Messi, he just refused point blank.
Yeah.
To answer it, didn't
oh
he?
Goodness.
But Piers Morgan will still be tweeting every time he touches the ball that he's the GOAT and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
He's just like, oh,
Haaland did well, didn't he? Norway.
He did, yeah. That was excellent,
machine,
wasn't it?
Yeah.
I quite like him as well.
Yeah,
I find
he's
him
funny.
Slightly eccentric, isn't he?
You know, he's massively eccentric.
His sort of face and everything when he, you know, he is definitely an odd boy.
I mean, I think it's, you know, it's really good the way that the fans have taken to America and vice versa, and the Norwegian and the, you know, just when they did it in Parliament, the Norwegian Parliament did the row in Parliament in the Norwegian Parliament as well, and you know, bless them because they're never there that long. The jocks were brilliant, whilst they were there.
Yeah,
they're never there for that long, but for the first
they
couple
might
of games,
they'll be there more now that I mean, it's almost impossible to
not qualify
with 48 teams going.
I thought it was
it?
Fabulous with the jocks that. They got really, really arsy at losing 3-0 to Brazil after really struggling to beat Haiti 1-0. What would you think that was not a possibility when you've just struggled to get past Haiti, you wouldn't get beaten 3-0 by a very good Brazilian team?
Yeah. They really are an odd team, aren't they, Scotland? They've got about four really good top Premier League players and then loads of Championship and League One players, haven't they? When you see Grant Hanley is still playing centre back for them,
you think,
and he can't even get in the Norwich side, you know, it's a bit of a worry. But yeah, hopefully they'll get to the Euros next, and then I like it when all the British teams get through. So that's good. So
it's pretty hot at the moment.
I'll tell you where it's hotter: Mallorca. Have you been out
there?
You were going out there, weren't you?
Was going out there. Due to be flying out with Stuart and Jackie on Friday morning, 6 o'clock. We got a taxi picking us up, 4 o'clock in the morning, and got to Gatwick. Flight's cancelled. And we were on a British Airways holiday. No, because the one that they offered us was to go via Zurich, spend the night in the airport and get to Mallorca.
Via Zurich?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not actually straight.
EasyJet flights just sold out.
That's the sort of flight I would book to save a bit of money.
To save yourself £13.
And we were only going in for Friday until Sunday, so we wouldn't have got there until middle of Saturday morning. It was ridiculous having spent the night in the airport. So no, we didn't go. But luckily, my husband really made things a lot better.
Oh, did he?
Because we were at the airport.
He
just says just the most perfect thing. So we can't go to the lovely, beautiful...
Maybe you could go to the Canary Islands in the autumn instead.
Pick something else. Let's just go gay abandoned and just pick another flight and go somewhere else just for the sake of it. But instead he said, well, at least this will give us time to clear out our garage. And we can do a few runs to the dump. So I nearly throttled him at Gatwick Airport.
He's very throttleable.
That's the sort of thing that I would probably think myself. I'd probably not say it.
Inside voice.
But I would definitely think that.
Inner voice.
Always looking for the positive.
Yeah, but as everybody's getting on their flight all excited and we'd run over from the South Terminal to North Terminal to try and get an EasyJet flight, everybody was going and then, but this means we can go to the dump. So, I was not impressed.
Garage maintenance is important.
It is, but not when you think that you're going to be in a lovely, beautiful hotel by the pool in Mallorca
with Mrs. Simmons.
And Jackie had booked some gorgeous restaurants and everything
us. No, they were nice.
So, great. I'm so pleased for you. Well done.
There was a thing on where we went to this particularly nice restaurant on Friday that we were going to go to together. There were two people who just looked very, very famous.
Excellent.
At the table opposite. Now, this restaurant's quite nice, and it says on the thing, please no photos and no standing in front of the views. I've been there a couple of times. There's been a few footballers in there when I've been there previously. And that sort of stuff.
Where you saw Louise?
No, that was another one.
Sound like the sort of restaurant where you could use the 2-for-1 voucher, does it?
I don't think so.
Get me blue light card out.
Can I get my discount, please? No, it clearly wasn't. I was just thinking about you, as I was looking at this person who were about their American, and they said they had like real, blingy, massive watches, and I was thinking, go on. Be Michael Jordan. Go on.
Be
someone stupendously famous. And then it's just going to piss you off even more. But I wasn't able to ask out if they were, to be honest.
I can imagine him in a posh restaurant. He's got his phone with Google Translate on. He's going, strawberry milkshake. Strawberry milkshake.
He's somewhere posh.
Milkshake and strawberry.
He doesn't understand. Jackie, what's extra gravy in Spanish?
I did meet a famous person, though, because my friend has been over and so staying up in Chelsea, which I had a lovely few days.
Your Paris
gorgeous
friend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She rented an Airbnb just off the King's Road. It's absolutely really lovely. And we went out for the England game and I saw the guy from Married at First Sight, Australia. So,
Christ almighty, you said he, I thought he was going to be famous.
He was famous in my eyes.
Well, what was his name?
And I went up to him, Jeff.
Jeff Goebbels.
Has got no balls.
I do hope his name's Jeff Goebbels.
He's so nice. I went straight up to him and I said,
I mean, if you came out and suddenly said, I went out with Jeff Tracy,
Jeff Goebbels.
Then that's a different matter, isn't it?
Well, his mate, well, that bloody was my... Shane Himmler.
I really loved it. He was very friendly. And I talked to him loads during the night because one of my other friends really quite fancied him. So we were talking to him quite a lot.
But they've got, have they got Trouble in Married at First Sight Australia as well?
That. Yes.
You should have.
We
done.
Didn't talk about that. No.
Oh, I would have done.
They've, but yeah, Married at First Sight, someone has been arrested.
Yeah, in this country.
In this country for rape.
And he was awful. I remember him on the episodes.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Horrible. So I did have a nice time there, but I was looking forward to going.
I've been on something equally as luxurious. Mm-hmm. I went on the D of E Bronze Expedition. Do you remember last year when I spoke about it?
Oh, my God, was that a year
they
ago?
They were even worse this year. Honestly, they were an absolute bunch of numpties. So you're not supposed to give them any help at all. And on the middle... So basically, we start from a starting area, and then they walk about, I don't know, it's about 15, 12 kilometres maybe, camp overnight, 12 kilometres after that. And I don't know how many times they got lost. And it was quite, because I'm driving around Hertfordshire trying to get to places where I think they'll come through here. You look on the tracker and you're going, you're looking at your phone screen and go, no, don't go down there. And you think, oh, for crying out loud. Anyway, the next day, I thought, I'm going to do something I'm not meant to do, but I will give them a very, very large hint right at the beginning as to get them on their way, you know, get them in the right direction. So I've got the map and I'm saying, right, okay, you're heading, you've got a compass, you're heading northeast out of here.
That's where they'll lose them for a
start. Get out there, down that road, northeast, and then after about 400 metres, you do a right-hand turn and then... You go up to the end of that road and that's where the track is. So I've lined the map up. So that's where you're going. Do you understand? Off they go. I thought, oh, lovely, right? I'll have a coffee because they know where they're going now. I looked at the tracker half hour later. They're about, I don't know, at this point, 400 metres from a dual carriageway. And I think, oh, no. So in the car up the road, turn around, you idiot. So they came down the road and I got them. So I met them at the point where they were meant to turn off, which was a good kilometre. They'd gone far too far. And I said, why didn't you turn off? You had to turn right. And I said to you, look at the landmark. If you look on the map, there's a phone box. And what's that over there? They said, well, it's a phone box, but there's no phone box on this map. And I said, well, show me the map. They showed me the map. And I said, the map's the wrong. It's upside down. It's completely upside down. And they said, well, how can you know that? It's all just lines and things. And I said, well, it's got writing on it as well. The writing's upside down. It's just ridiculous. And all day I spent constantly looking at their tracker thinking, oh, no, they're just all wrong. And you can see where they're going on the tracker because of the it's GPS. But you can't get a phone signal out in the middle of nowhere. And so... I couldn't work out. Anyway, I wrote the report up, and I've suggested that three of them pass and two of them fail miserably.
Oh,
and they'll all pass.
They'll all pass. Yeah,
this is an independent school. You've been working at.
They had two Chinese boys in their group, and I have noticed over the years that the British lads rely on the Chinese boys to A, make an effort to learn how to read the map, and B, be able to read the map. And out of 1.4 billion people, they'd managed to find the only two useless Chinese people. Absolutely hopeless themselves, they were. So, yeah, so I did that. So that was good. Yeah, so looking forward to that again next season. And I've been on field trip as well. Week away, I'm in the Norfolk Broads. Did a lot of cooking, not a lot of sailing.
Right.
But, yeah, it was all right. And now I'm on holiday, so it's very good. I've also, maybe you went to see Hazard, didn't you?
I did go see Hazard. I saw Hazard.
Harry Styles, just over a week ago. By the way.
Did you like him?
I thought he was great.
I went on his last tour and I didn't. It was good. Our seats They were good seats, but the sound was terrible. Yeah. So I didn't enjoy it because of the sound. But he's a good show.
I think it's an incredible story.
Yeah.
And he does his little bit where he says, you know, 16 years ago, I came with my sister and we came down on the train and we went to Wembley Arena where I did my audition for The X Factor and all the girls start screaming. And
did you scream?
No, this time.
Hannah loves him, doesn't she?
Maybe not as much as she used to.
I always think of her because
she's taken now, you see.
Well, he's not interested now. So obviously, you know, he's.
Do you see he jogs to the stage? He runs. I mean, he must be so.
And he does
fit.
Some. And the stage show was good. I mean, he missed out a couple of absolute bangers that you thought he'd do, but yeah, it was still very good. And it was the night of the Paraguay game. Paraguay.
Right.
Paraguay game. So obviously, one or two people left early to go and see that. But yeah, no, I thought he's really.
The performance he did at the Brits was of Aperture absolutely fantastic.
He's a real showman. Yeah, he's a real showman. I love stories like that. I just think they're so.
His sister came on stage, didn't she?
Yes, well, he's finished now. Yeah. But what he does now, apparently, and what a lot of bands are doing now, these really huge bands, they're just deciding to almost do residencies. Yeah. They've worked out that it's cheaper.
Yeah.
It's cheaper to basically, cheaper. I'm going to do 15 nights at Wembley and actually you can make an effort to come and see me.
Yeah.
So apparently I've heard next year Oasis are going to do like 20 days at the Etihad.
Brilliant.
So if I want to go see him, we'll just go for a weekend.
You just go up to Manchester.
Yeah. I just go, oh, and you think, well.
We could stay on Farrell's on sofa.
We
on
could
sofa.
Do. I won't be doing that. All right. But I think,
hello, John.
I go to Manchester for football, so why wouldn't I go all the way up to.
Yeah, I suppose there is an argument. Definitely. And the tickets are so expensive.
Yeah, you just.
If you're going to spend a huge amount of money on a ticket anyway, there is an argument to just say, well.
So he's done an enormous residency at Madison Square Garden, an enormous residency at Wembley. I think he's doing a huge residency in Sydney.
Yeah.
And it's just much, much easier that way and much more cost effective. So. And you can also probably have a bit more of a life when you're living
there.
It's
much more cost-effective. They could lower the ticket prices.
They could do.
Do you think they'll do that?
No,
they won't, though.
Oh, I went to see Les Mis at the Albert Hall. Oh, my goodness.
Did you cry?
Oh, beyond. Neck sobbing wet. It was so... It was absolutely
brilliant.
Anyone
we know in it these days?
Samantha Barks, she's big in the West Endy world.
Oh, right.
Yeah. She won a TV show. There's all big West End people.
Would you still cry even though you clearly know what's coming up?
Well, no, because it's the songs, it's the music and their voices. Because we had fantastic seats. We were 8 rows from the front and the seats, I felt like I was just the only one in there. Because the Albert Hall is so lovely anyway. Yeah. And their voices were so powerful. You could see them spitting, you know, their voices were absolutely fantastic.
I mean, I think if I watched Up several times, one after the other, I'd still
such a great film.
I'd still probably cry.
yeah. I just wonder, you know
exactly what's going to happen.
It's like the orchestra and the music. It's like
when the girls
fantastic.
Used to watch Titanic. It's like, don't watch Titanic. No. You know what's going to happen.
I never
it's
really liked
gonna,
Titanic.
It's not going to be any different.
Yeah,
no. The boat's going to hit the iceberg. They're going to sink.
And Matt Lucas, he was brilliant. He was very good in it.
Oh, who does he play?
He plays,
don't worry.
Don't worry.
I'm only trying to be,
Thénardier.
Sound interested.
Yeah, the keepers, the bar.
Oh, yeah. Keeper of the house.
Yes.
Bummer of the dog.
He was fantastic. Absolutely brilliant.
It is brilliant, Les Mis. He's absolute showstopper, isn't it?
He's not as funny now he's lost all his weight, is he?
No.
He doesn't have that comical look about him.
George Dawes.
Yeah, George, that's what you should look like, shouldn't
you? Look like
or the only guy in the village. You should look big and fat. So I went to Love Rocks Music Festival.
Oh, what was that like?
Fantastic. Beautiful weather, about 23 degrees down near Bournemouth. Lots of really great friends. Had a lovely time. Do you want to hear a list of the bands who were playing?
Not particularly, but you're going to anyway.
I'll give you a list of my favourite bands who played, and you stop me when you've heard of any of them. Mike Gray featuring Kim Jennett.
No.
Fury.
Is that Nick Fury out of
Silver Roller, Blue Nation, Screaming Eagles?
No.
Sisters Dole, Trucker Diablo? No. Thieves of Liberty. In Search of Robert John and the Wreck?
No, Dr. Robert from the Blow Monkeys. No, okay.
No, anyway, it was very good. And I've got my ticket for next year already. It's the one thing that I...
Does it sell out?
It sells out in a day. It's only about...
Oh, I was being facetious.
No, it does sell out. It sells out in a couple of hours, actually. I'll have you know. But you know, I said it's a festival.
Yeah.
It's only about 1,100 people go to it. Uh-huh. It's only small. But yeah, it sells out straight away. So, you know, I had quite a stressful time on my phone.
Really? So, yeah, like I was.
Bang, straight on. Yeah.
It's a horrible feeling, isn't it?
I had to get 3 tickets. I only managed to get 1 early bird, which was annoying.
And how much are the tickets?
Including the camping, it's about 150 quid for three days.
That's not bad, is it?
Pretty cheap. That's pretty reasonable.
Yeah. And really nice camping site as well. Mm. Oh, because it's only a small one. It's done on a proper campsite. You've got nice showers and all that sort of thing.
Nice.
Lovely. Mm. Yeah, so there you go. Stuart, you've got a delivery coming at some point.
I have at some stage, but I haven't heard anything on my phone.
You know, well, I mean, it's really sort of time, unless you've got something to talk about immediately. It's time
to
go for a break.
I have to say, could wait till after the break.
Okay, seeing as the break is literally in 5 minutes' time, isn't it?
Oh, yeah,
you know, the resumption.
The resumption, okay.
If we're all reached, okay, then, so we're going for a break and we'll be back in a very short while.
And we're back.
Yeah, we were going to be coming in. I went 3, 2, 1, and then Ilona looked at the window and went,
I was thinking of something to say. I didn't realise that you were coming in.
It's just, we're such pros.
I'm tired and I'm hot.
We're all tired. It's very hot out there today, so we've all got a bit of an excuse. However, has Mr. Nigel Farage got an excuse?
He is an absolute, I cannot imagine I could despise a British politician more than that man.
There's been a few over the years, but he is right up there. And although he has championed himself on being an alternative to regular politics,
man of the people
that he clearly is, because he smokes and has a pint when the cameras come out, he's just as corrupt and bent as the lot of them.
Yeah.
I mean, what is going on with this £5 million donation stroke bung?
Yeah.
That he's quite clearly been given.
Yeah.
I mean, what is going on? And then, of course, yesterday it's doubled up for him with his association with a bloke called Posh George.
Posh George.
Posh George.
Oh, God.
Seems like some young rent boy, doesn't he?
Yes.
some crypto
gambler.
Millionaire who's been in prison in America for
wire fraud and tax evasion.
8 months for that. And it was.
He was with Farage at the time when he got arrested.
It's a dangerous thing, isn't it? Because he apparently tried to pretend to gangsters that he was a money launderer. Yeah. So give us your money and I'll launder it.
Mm.
But he was obviously creaming some of it off for himself. It's like something out of a bloody TV drama.
It's like a Netflix documentary. Yeah. You can't make this shit up. Oh, so it is. It goes on and it's just like, and he's getting more and more flustered.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's become more.
Why should I tell you that?
I can buy a Ferrari if I want, but a whole fleet of Ferraris. Man of the people.
What's
Nigel.
It going to do with you?
Man of the people. I don't ask you what you do for your money.
I think a lot of people are seeing through him now.
Do you think so?
Yes.
I'm
worried that they're not.
I think a lot of people are seeing through him.
I think
Makerfield by-election was quite eye-opening. That it just goes to show, for some reason, why so many people just, for some reason, hated Keir Starmer.
Mm.
And I think it was quite interesting to see. I thought it was also quite funny that Reform were up. And there was, that bloke used to be the Southampton...
Rupert Lowe. They're out reforming each other, aren't they?
Yeah, there's Reform and Restore.
Restore.
And I think people got confused and didn't know they were
voting
for.
And they ended up shooting themselves in the foot, and Andy Burnham got in.
Yeah.
So the pair of them are twats, because he's going to tax everyone like it's going off the fuck.
No, don't worry. You can afford a bit more tax. You'll be fine.
Well, I'll be fine when I'm living overseas. Yeah.
We'll all be fine.
You can just come visit me.
But he's, politics.
Yeah. But it's just an absolute mess. However, it isn't a mess for our dear friend and listener of the show, Andrew Mountbatten-Windsor.
Oh, fucking hell. What's he done
now?
He's come out today. Did you realise that apparently Pizza Express, after the infamous interview all those years ago, Pizza Express did apparently launch their own internal investigation into whether he did turn up at Woking Pizza Express or not.
Right. So somebody just looked at the CCTV.
They looked at the CCTV, they looked at all the stuff and concluded secretly that they kind of don't think he did. But basically, it would have been very easy for them to say, well, yes, he did turn up said night, because obviously we've got the evidence and people knew that a member of the royal family was in Pizza Express. But no, apparently he wasn't. But yeah, no, apparently they launched their own internal investigation and kept the findings secret, and it apparently leaked out.
I did think that even if, because it was a long time ago, wasn't it, that he claimed this thing, his daughter's 18th or something, and I was thinking, well, they wouldn't have the CCTV from that long ago, or the records.
No, it's true.
But they would probably be able to say, well, who was working in this place?
There's enough.
Just let's find them. That everyone who worked there and everyone who was in Pizza Express that night would have known if he was there. And, because was there anybody who would have gone to Pizza Express, around 12 years ago, who remembers that night when Prince Andrew and Princess Beatrice was in there? And somebody would know, wouldn't they?
Of course they would. Because Sheena would tell you, Molly, her daughter, the Catherine and William were in where she worked in a pub, and they came in with the family, and she said they were absolutely lovely. But she remembers, of course she remembers that night.
Someone that famous, whether you like him or not, you think he's a tit or not, he's still very famous. So yeah, that came out in the thing today. As did, of course, more stories about your friend Harry.
Yeah, Harry. Apparently, it said today that he's coming over, and
what's he coming over for?
I don't know.
Is it something to do with the Invictus Games?
Is he going to bring his wife? Is he going to bring the kids?
They're
not coming. Anyway, apparently the palace said to him, "Well, you can come and stay at Buckingham Palace if you like." AJ's golf mates, Ulysses, you can come and stay with us if you like. They've now turned around and said, "No, there was a deadline to let us know if you were going to stay, and you didn't tell us, so you're not staying
too
now.
Too late.
It's too late. You have to stay at the local Marriott down the road or something."
Oh my goodness!
It's like, I mean, you're just thinking, can you imagine if you said to your parents or whatever, we're coming over, can we stay? And they said, could you let us know by Sunday if possible? And for some reason you didn't. Yeah. If you got on with your parents, they'd say, oh, it's a bit of a nuisance. We'll work something out there. You can stay. Not with them. No, it's like you had until Sunday. You didn't let us know. You're out. Get out of it. Well, that's no relationship he has.
I don't think there's a great relationship there. I think it's all a little bit broken down.
Yeah.
So is the delightful Meghan and children coming then or not?
They're not going to be in London, but they might go somewhere else, I thought.
They were going to go and visit Diana's grave.
They'll be desperate to snap photos of those kids.
That might be a fatal opportunity.
She had to put burgers on a munchie or something like that. There are no photos of them,
are there? Ridiculous. Did you see Catherine just finished the peak challenge thing? Isn't she amazing?
Yeah. Well, she's like a lot of young people who can climb up mountains.
And the pictures yesterday with her kids and William at the end. It's quite cute, isn't it?
You are so gullible.
I know, but she's nice.
You're a sucker for her. She is nice.
We'll
see if we can get her on as a guest one day.
Sure she would.
Yeah,
she
it'd be great, wouldn't it, if she came along and just slaughtered who she didn't like.
That'd be
fantastic. She said, another thing.
I reckon Prince Edward's wife would do that more, Sophie. I reckon she could be one.
And he, of course, it's been revealed about him and, Ruthie Henschel?
Was that when he was married, she's saying?
No, I don't think so.
We all know that they dated. That's not
5 years, apparently. They were,
Did they really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
But why is that news?
Well, I think most people...
Most people, including me, and I'm an avid royal watcher, I didn't know anything about it. Huh. Ruthie Henschel, still good luck to him for that.
Fair play. Maybe he's another one who's got something as
he's
a royal
nice
that you
guy.
Never
like
would have got
him.
Normally.
Yeah. So, who's died?
Oh.
I think it's time for Celebrity Snuffed It, isn't it?
Mm. One has there been many?
Very
I know
sad
one.
Ones.
I know one.
Oh, there's been a few.
I had to look them up because I couldn't remember. So, we've got the big one, obviously.
Penelope.
Your doppelganger.
Yeah.
Penelope Keith.
Everybody used to say that to
86.
Me.
84.
84. I said 86 in the metro
86.
Today.
Oh, maybe. I could be wrong.
Well, it doesn't matter anyway.
I'm wrong on most things, so it won't be a
But yeah,
thing.
But yeah. It's,
that's sad.
It's all sad. I mean, I think if I get to 86, I'll probably be quite happy with that.
Mm.
And
you'd be quite dead.
But I just think, there's only Felicity Kendall left.
She looks great.
And they were my four blooming dinner party guests.
They were.
Are the guys dead?
Oh, yeah, God, ages ago.
What's the one that Richard Bryars? We stayed at a hotel and the Peak
District. He died at least 10 years ago.
He died ages ago.
Paul Eddington must have been 20 years ago now.
Yeah, he had terrible cancer, didn't he?
Yeah, that was brilliant.
But they only made three series of it. It's like a lot of these shows that are incredibly famous. Yeah. They didn't make many series of them.
Yeah.
And
anyway, that's the two who else has died. Humphrey Smith. Do you know Humphrey Smith?
I don't.
He was the chairman of Sam Smith's Pubs and the owner. Sam Smith's Pubs are these ones that famously don't allow anybody with a mobile phone or any sort of loud talking. This old boy, Humphrey, is a straight-talking Yorkshireman. He'd come down and he'd just go into one of his pubs unannounced. And if he saw anyone on a mobile phone, he'd chuck them out.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. He was a bit of an inverted commas character, apparently. It'd be quite interesting now he's kicked the bucket if
they change it.
But he was about 80 and he was still working as the chairman. He was like, he wasn't going to let that company go to anybody else. It was his company. And if I'm not allowing people, and have you not been in a Sam Smith's pub?
No.
There's quite a few in central London. They only have their own brand drinks. So you can't get Bacardi and Coke. It'll be Sam Smith's own label, white rum and Coke.
And do people go in them? Are they busy?
Yeah, they're pretty busy, popular. They're busy because they're quite inexpensive, relatively speaking. But everything is their own brands. You cannot get a single thing it's like an Aldi pub.
Yeah, it's like an Aldi of a pub, isn't it?
Yeah, it's remarkable. Oh. Yeah, so he's gone. I particularly enjoyed this. The Duke of Dorchester. Have you heard of him? Duke of Dorchester? Please say no, because you'll be lying if you say you have.
I don't think I have,
I thought the Duke of Dorchester, I've never heard of him. And Dukes are quite high up the rung, the ladder.
Dorchester,
I'll look him up. Duke of Dorchester died at 83. He was a WWF wrestler. So that was obviously his persona, wasn't it?
Okay.
Yeah, the Duke of Dorchester. Roger Cook.
Yes, saw that.
Roger Cook, do you remember Roger Cook?
Investigative journalist.
He used to do the Cook Report. He was always getting beaten up, wasn't he?
Beaten up on the doorstep.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of that.
He was actually from New Zealand. I didn't know that. Yeah, but sort of a British. David Hockney.
Yeah, I saw that.
Aww.
David Hockney, he's gone out. 88, though, so that's all right. Kenny Jackett, that was very sad.
That was very sad, very young.
Yeah. Kenny Jackett, played for Watford.
Managed Watford. Managed Millwall as well, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a bit of a Watford legend.
Yeah.
Back in our day.
Yeah, far too young. He was 64, sadly. Who else have we got? Have you got anyone, Stuart? I've got a list of them. I looked them up yesterday. Keith Piper. Surprised you didn't mention
him.
Keith Piper.
Yes, I played against him.
Not that famous. 56.
I played against him.
Your whole demographic, really, isn't it?
Fabulous wicketkeeper.
Yeah. Brian Lara did a really nice thing, didn't he, about him? Yeah, Brian Lara. You heard of Brian Lara?
I've heard of Brian Lara.
Yeah. Well, they both played for Warwickshire, and he did a really, really nice...
Yeah, so did Alan Donald. Did a massive piece
of really nice
stuff. He was a fabulous wicketkeeper.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's
shame. Bobby Tambling.
Yeah, I know.
Bobby Tang. Osgood passed to Tambling passed it back. That's the only... Do you remember that song? Osgood took a rotten shot and laid the goalie flat. I think it's my age.
Yeah. Lisa. Chelsea
footballer
legend.
From the 1970s. Scored against Spurs in the 1967 Cup
final.
It's
not all bad then.
No. Fergus Slattery, rugby player.
Yes, saw that.
He's gone. Anthony Head.
Oh, yes.
That was sad.
That was very young and very quick.
I'm surprised at that, yeah.
Now, do you know him? Do you remember him mostly from Buffy the Vampire Slayer or Mr. Goldblend advert?
Mr. Goldblend advert.
Yeah, I never watched the Buffy
thing. That was such a bizarre thing at the time, wasn't it?
He was in Ted Lasso as well, wasn't he?
He was. He played the
Rupert. He was the ex-husband.
He was the ex-husband who was the chairman, who was an absolute prick.
Oh, was he?
Yeah, and he played it
so
well.
Yeah, he did.
Those Goldblend adverts were really big at the time, weren't they?
Huge, weren't they? They kept...
Sharon Morm, who married Trevor Eves.
She was married to the child. Yeah, that
She's
was very...
somebody famous's mum, Alice Eve.
Yeah,
it's her mum. And by far and away the most famous one, and I want you to tell me where this person's from, somebody called Beaky.
Beaky.
Not from TalkSport, Beaky, 81. What would he have been from?
Bird Watcher.
No.
Twitcher.
Dave D, Dozy, Beaky, Mick and Titch.
I didn't know there was a Beaky in there. Oh.
Yeah, so Beaky's died. 81 years old. Another 60s rock legend who nobody's heard of. He's died. Yeah, so, yeah.
Quite a list.
Shame about Penelope Keith, wasn't it?
Yeah.
No, it's not a bad innings.
I know, yeah, but some of these people...
Just the end of an era, isn't it?
You want them to go on forever, don't you?
Well, it's like all these people, you have this vision of them in your head. I was a bit like that with, obviously, you know that Michael Parkinson's getting older. And then you saw a photo of him and you're like, oh, my God.
It's like Neil Diamond.
He just looks like someone needs to iron him.
Yeah.
He's just like, oh, my God.
Barry Manilow, have you seen him recently?
Shut up.
Oh. Okay. Actually, I had my windows down driving here listening to Barry Manilow, Coco Cabana. And, yeah, but he doesn't look very good recently. And Cliff Richard going into Wimbledon, God love him.
He's very old now, isn't he?
He's so old. How old is Cliff now?
For his age, he looks really good, but he hasn't allowed himself to sort of go old, has he?
Go gracefully. No.
And so he sort of looks like an old man trying to look young.
And ridiculous. Paul McCartney went through it for a while, didn't he, with that ridiculous dyed hair.
Mm.
And you're just like, just let it go. He's just like absolutely
and Tom Jones as well. His hair was like black. And imagine how difficult must it be to dye a goatee beard every day.
I know. Yeah. Just, what's the fucking point?
Yeah.
But, I mean, how old is Barry? I mean, Barry's
got to be in his 80s.
He's got to be late
80s. He's doing
I'm going to look.
He's doing a farewell tour, isn't he, I believe.
How many we've been on at least two of his farewell tours.
My favourite thing that Barry ever did was about 15 years ago when he publicly came out, and everyone was thinking, but hang on a minute, Barry. I mean,
you think this is news?
The most pointless coming out of all time, wasn't it, really?
Wasn't he in a relationship with his manager or something?
Yeah, I think he was his manager for 35 years. Freddie Mercury and his he had he was his female best friend, wasn't he?
Yeah,
really?
I watched Bohemian Rhapsody recently.
It's a good film. I think it's brilliant.
It's really good. I've not seen it. It's really good. I've seen it.
Yeah, I think some of the acting's a bit iffy in it from the other guys in Queen.
I'm not sure. I think he's as good an actor as I thought he was.
Rami Malek.
No, I thought he was shit in the Bond film. Yeah. And have you seen Nuremberg?
No.
Brilliant film. You need to watch it.
Oh, really?
Right. Super. I watched that when I was in Australia. And he's so... I mean, Russell Crowe is just amazing in it. And the young lad who's in it as well. And I just think they're just better than you. I'm just not sure if you're a bit overrated after doing Bohemian Rhapsody.
Does he play a nasty German?
No, he plays an American defence sort of lawyer who tries to get there and gets all the stuff out of him. Brilliant film. You've got to watch it. Right, how old do you reckon Barry is?
Barry, I reckon... Oh, it's like a quiz, isn't it?
It's just a one-answer quiz.
I was going to say that.
I reckon he's 81.
Well, you'd be getting 2 points.
Would I?
Because he is 83. Unfortunately, there's no... We can give you two extra points if we have a quiz.
Okay.
For getting Barry
right. All right, thanks.
And that is a picture of Barry. Fuck me. What do you look like, son?
Oh.
Yeah.
Just let
it
go.
It's his hair. It's the hair.
He looks like he's been embalmed already.
You know this, Stuart. You can't get away with dyeing your hair forever.
As soon as I went down that subject, here we go. There's a tick, 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 hair dye gag. Tick, 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 tick.
What is it about when men dye their hair, it doesn't look natural hair brown? It sort of looks chestnutty, doesn't it?
It's awful.
It's like...
And then it goes...
Why is it... Why
are you doing it?
Why can't they find a brown dye that just looks dull and brown? Why does it always look that chestnut sort of...
Yeah, but think that
God knows I've looked at
the likes of Paul McCartney and Tom Jones and stuff like they've got the money to go to the best place possible, but you still end up with yellow, green and orange hair. It just looks fucking ridiculous.
I know. Mm.
My lawyers are obviously quickly onto the yet another unnecessary slur about the colour of my hair. It's all jealousy. That's all it is.
Right, we're going to go off and have a break. Ooh. I need a drink.
I need some water.
And, and then I've got a bumper quiz.
Boom.
Boom, boom.
See you in a bit. And we're back. We're back and we're ready for this month's big quiz.
Boom, boom, boom.
We've got plenty of time for this. I got a bit carried away. I came up with this. It's not that original. I came up with it yesterday when they said the football match has been put off for another hour. Mm-hmm. I thought, what am I going to do? I'll do a quiz. Now, do you remember we had We've done two of these already. We had a quiz where we did a 60s pop quiz and I named three songs. You had to name the band. Mm-hmm. Then I did a 70s version of it. Oh, three God. Songs. You had to name the band. Mm-hmm. We're on the 80s now.
Ah.
This is an 80s music quiz.
This is Stuart's dream, isn't it?
20 questions.
It's not really my dream.
It really is.
My dream is to open the batting for England.
It really is your dream. Well, it's a dream quiz for you.
Yeah.
You know, but Louise Redknapp, Cindy Crawford.
I can tell you for nothing, there's no Jam, there's no Simple Minds.
Okay.
Okay. I thought it's going to be too easy for him. Lots of other things you like. Because, of course, it's our era, really, isn't it? If we're honest, the 80s. Yeah. So, yeah, so I've tried to cover. So I've got 20 different bands, mm-hmm. three songs from each. All you've got to do is name the band, okay?
Okay.
And I've tried to come up with not the most obvious songs.
Excellent.
All right, so, yeah, but ones that were, but, you know, I wouldn't, for instance, let me try and think of one. That, like, I haven't got the Specials, for instance, and I wouldn't have put Ghost Town because everyone would know that's the Specials, wouldn't they?
Yes.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Okay. Just what you need on a scorchingly hot day.
Scorchingly hot day.
Tired day.
Yeah.
But it'll be fab. So it I'm going to be positive about
you know what's
it.
Happening? You'll get halfway through it, you'll suddenly think, oh, I know a few of these.
I recognise
you know.
That. Okay.
And you're already starting with 2 points because you've got Barry Manilow.
I got 2 points already.
And if, oh, have you? Okay. Yeah, and if you look really blank, down. I might chuck in another song that I think you might know. Okay. So are we ready then? So 20, 1 to 20. Here we go. The first one is Temptation. Wishing I Was Lucky and Angel Eyes. And I want the band. Wishing I Was Lucky, Temptation, Angel Eyes.
I think I might have that one.
Good work, seems.
Wishing I Was Lucky. Wishing I Was Lucky.
Okay, number two. Number two, I think this is possibly the most difficult one, actually, apart from one song, which I would know immediately from that. King in a Catholic Style, Wishful Thinking, Black Man Ray. Here's the next one. I could have made this really easy, but I haven't. I've made it. No, it's still really easy. My Name is Michael Caine.
My name
is Michael Caine.
Shut Up. Night Boat to Cairo.
I'm going to be frustrated the whole way through this.
It's a microcosm of life.
That's an easy one, isn't it?
What's that one?
That last one. Well, My Name is Michael Caine. Shut Up. Night Boat to Cairo.
My Name is Michael Caine.
My Name?
Okay, right. Here's one. You won't know this one either, actually, thinking about it. In fact, I've never even... I only knew two of the songs. I had to look up the other one. Mariana, Oh, What a Life, and Que Sera Mi Vida. You can sing it if you like. Que Sera. Di, 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 di. How I'm gonna live without your love and I don't need to know.
I know the song.
I know the song.
Who the fuck is it?
Okay, here we go. Number five. Sex Crime. Thorn in My Side. Here Comes the Rain Again.
Okay, I get that one.
You must know that.
Okay.
Number six. People Are People. Everything Counts. Personal Jesus.
Ooh. Everything counts in large amounts. Great song.
Would it help if I said they come from Basildon?
No.
Right. Thanks. Next one. Highly Strung, Muscle Bound, Chant Number One.
Come on, lady.
I'm doing really badly.
Listen, you don't need that pressure on. You don't need that pressure on.
Chant number one.
You don't need that pressure on.
I don't need this pressure on. I don't need this pressure on.
I can't think of this. Oh, who's that?
Well, I know. That's the whole point of the quiz.
That's the whole point of the quiz, right? The next one is Big Mouth Strikes Again, This Charming Man, Panic.
Panic on the Streets of London.
Panic on the Streets of London. Panic on the streets of Birmingham. I wonder to myself.
See, this is his dream.
Dang, dang. Well, it's not, because I don't know who sang fucking Que Sera Vida Vida or whatever it is, and it wasn't Coldplay.
This one's dead easy for you, Stuart.
Oh, don't say that.
Sleeping Gas, Bent Out of Shape, Reward.
Ah, the Spag and Stewie show strikes again.
Next one, Live to Tell, Open Your Heart, Crazy for You.
I don't know. I know the song.
Lani, we talked about her earlier.
We did.
Not pretending to be
It's Keith. A person.
Felicity Kendall.
That's right.
Felicity Kendall.
Just put Felicity
She had a pop, so you get half a point for Felicity Kendall.
Oh, we talked about her.
In the break, about her album not being very good.
Okay, yeah, okay, I got that now.
Next one.
Thank you. Hey, could you not have done like True Blue, that, Proper Don't Preach?
Well, I could have done, but everyone would know that.
Well, that would help.
Yeah, would you want me to say Like a Virgin and no other thing?
Yeah, but I could throw a couple
away,
of them
we?
In.
Right, okay, the next one is Hey Manhattan, Cars and Girls, The King of Rock and Roll.
Great band. One of my favourite bands.
Brilliant band. That's... Two, three great albums, I think
yes,
they had.
Absolutely.
Where's Bross and.
They might be coming
90s, up. I reckon Bross. Right.
Bross.
Hide and Seek, new song, What is Love?
What is love?
Baby, don't hurt me. That one.
No.
No more. Say them again. I was.
Hide and Seek, new song, What is Love?
New song. Oh, is that.
It's not Sydney Youngblood.
Keep it to yourself.
It's not Sydney Youngblood.
It's not Sydney Youngblood. Or Youngblood. Right.
Okay.
Come on, this one you must know. Is there something I should know? Notorious, Planet Earth.
Notorious.
Good band.
Notorious.
Planet Earth's a great song.
Oh, brilliant.
Brilliant.
I bought that on 7-inch single when it came out, actually.
Who sings that?
Would it help if I said The Union of the Snake?
No.
Okay. Okay, I'm not making it any easier. Right. Okay, here we go. The next one. Blue Savannah. Sometimes.
Oh, I know this one.
A Little Respect.
Yeah, see, that's perfect. Thank you. Let's carry on with all of them like that.
Okay. This is where Stuart gets a stalky Norman.
Oh.
Devil Inside. Never Tear Us Apart. Suicide Blonde.
Oh, yes.
Oh, I know this one. Thank God. Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. 1 in 10, Food for Thought, Red, Red Wine.
Oh, yeah. Saw them in Temecula.
I saw them.
Yeah, I've seen
in
them.
When they toured their first album.
Yeah. They hate each other, don't they, now?
Oh, completely.
My God, they really hate each other.
Completely.
Do they?
Oh, absolutely, like,
I mean, because they're brothers, you know, absolute family at war. It's, yeah,
really? They're brothers?
Yeah, it's Bross, obviously. Write down Bross. Right. Road to Nowhere, Once in a Lifetime, Psycho Killer.
We're
on the road to nowhere. I know that one. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Only two more to go. Don Quixote, The Riddle, Wouldn't It Be Good?
Isn't that, Wouldn't It Be Good? Isn't that?
That's the Beach Boys. Don Quixote. Don Quixote, The Riddle, Wouldn't It Be Good?
Yeah, no, I don't know.
Massive hits.
Huge hit, that was.
Well, sing it. And I might recognise it.
Wouldn't it be good to be on your side? The grass is always greener over there.
Who's that then?
I know and he knows and he's got the answers in front of him.
Yeah, right. And finally, number 20, Shy Boy.
Where's 19?
That one, the that last one.
Well, I think it's number 20. I haven't missed one out. You'll work it out as we go through.
So basically, I'll get everyone wrong.
Shy Boy. No, as long as you do them in the right order.
So basically, I lost. You won when you put down Barry Manilow.
You'll get this one. Shy Boy, Nathan Jones, Cruel Summer. Because you like the one with the size of your hips.
I liked all of them, but the brown-haired one particularly.
Karen.
I did like.
She's a lot. It's a bit of a shame she was married to Andrew Richley.
Yeah. That really put me off her.
Yeah. I'm not surprised.
Yeah, having that twat around.
Right. Well, we'll see if we get these. I'm sure it was 20. Maybe it's 19. Anyway, we'll go through them. So, are you ready?
No. I need to know number four.
I will say.
What was the other two? Okay, Sarah, what was the other one?
What a night. Whoa, what a night. What a night to live in this world. You see.
Oh, I've got my extra 2 points.
You'll need them.
I actually will need them.
And, right, here we go. Okay, ready?
Yes.
Angel Eyes, Temptation, Wishing I Was Lucky.
Wet, wet, wet.
Wet, wet, wet. King in a Catholic Style, Wishful Thinking, Black Man Ray.
China Crisis.
China Crisis.
Oh, my brother loved them.
Really? Shut Up. My Name is Michael Caine and Night Boat to Cairo.
Madness.
Oh, yeah.
We went to see them.
We did see them.
We did.
Problems. I bet they played at least two of those.
We went to Brighton to see them.
Yeah. Mariana, Oh What a Life, Que Sera Mi Vida. That's the Gibson brothers.
You could have done Debbie Gibson. That would have been more 80s.
It would have been correct.
It would have been correct. Thorn in My Side, Here Comes the Rain Again and Sex Crime.
Eurythmics.
Eurythmics. Well done for that. Everything Counts, People Are People, Personal Jesus.
Depeche Mode.
Depeche Mode. Highly Strung, Muscle Bound, Chant Number One.
Spandau Ballet. No Chance of Gold, no?
No, too easy.
Okay.
Advice for the Young at Heart, Change, Head Over Heels, that's the one I forgot. So that's
number 20.
Yeah, you know, that's number 20.
What was the set of advice?
Advice for the Young at Heart, Change, Head Over Heels.
You really are a piece of time.
Don't know.
Would it help if I said Everybody Wants to Rule the World?
Oh, Tears of Fears.
Yeah.
That's number 20. Put down number 20. You got that.
Yeah, okay, you can have
that. That's number 20. You got it in advance.
Big Mouth Strikes Again, This Charming Man and Panic.
Sweetness. Sweetness, I was only joking.
Would it help if we went, hang the DJ, hang the DJ, hang the DJ.
Hang the DJ, hang
the Smiths. Sleeping Gas, Bent Out of Shape, Reward.
Teardrop Explodes.
Teardrop Explodes.
Ah. Oh.
Such a great song.
It's not the Anthill Mob.
Live to Tell, Crazy for You, Open Your Heart.
Oh, Crazy for You, Madonna.
Madonna. Did you only just get that?
When you said Crazy for You, yes.
Oh, no. It was when I said Crazy for You before.
Yeah, no.
Oh, so, yeah, you got it anyway.
I was
though,
more about the cheating.
Hey, Manhattan, Cars and Girls, King of Rock and Roll.
Prefab.
Very
Sprout.
Good.
See, you're damn. See?
See?
See, you think you're hopeless, but you're not.
Well, don't always.
Hide and Seek, new song, What is Love?
Howard Jones.
Yeah.
Oh, see,
now, he doesn't look like he used to.
No, this is really going to bug me. Notorious. Oh, is it Duran Duran?
Yeah.
Oh, got it.
Just
minute.
Got in there in time.
Phew.
Notorious, Planet Earth, Is There Something I Should Know? And then finally, Sometimes, Blue Savannah, A Little Respect.
Erasure.
So there were 20 of them.
Yeah. Well,
oh, have I missed out a lot?
You've missed 15.
Oh, yeah, so I have. Yeah. Right.
You are not wrong.
I'm not done with it.
I know it's hot. I know you stayed up to watch the football.
Alex, do your stuff. I can't have everyone thinking I'm an idiot. Right.
Which you are.
Devil Inside, Never Tear Us Apart, Suicide Blonde.
In Excess.
Yes. Okay. 1 in 10, Food for Thought, Red, Red Wine.
UB40.
Yeah.
I'm on a bit of a roll now.
Road to Nowhere, Once in a Lifetime, Circle Killer, Qu'est-ce que c'est?
Talking Heads.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's cooking with gas now.
Yeah, see, I'm on the roll.
It is where
this
it all
is
goes
the second person, like with Howard Jones, who doesn't look anything like
Don Quixote, The Riddle, and Wouldn't It Be Good?
Very small. Girls used to like him. I had no idea why.
Is it Nick Kershaw?
Yeah.
Nick Kershaw.
She's going to have that. You give her all the clues.
I had that already. I had Nick Herschel. Right,
okay.
You're getting very defensive there.
Yeah, Shy Boy, Nathan Jones and Cruel Summer.
Banana Mama.
Yes. That is all 20 of them, isn't it?
20 with Tears for Fears.
So I did a little better than I thought, actually.
Well, that's the microcosm of your quizzes.
It's the same every quiz, isn't it?
And I got my 2 points from earlier on. Are they a point?
What, for Sam Barry Manilow? That was one of the questions.
We gave her two. We had to
a point for each, because there is no half point, really. You've done all right there, Sam.
Well, the Gibson Brothers.
And of course, the minute you get to 20, you're thinking, oh, you start going through all of these 80s bands. Oh, I could come up with that. I couldn't think of three hits from Big Fun, though. Do you remember them? They were terrible, weren't they? They were Stock Aitken.
I got 17.
Well, there you go.
What did you get?
I got 19.
I find it very hard to believe you got 17.
And how many were slightly assisted?
That's just mean. I got 17. I got really well at the end. I got Wet. I got Eurythmics. I got Depeche Mode. I got Madonna, Prefab Spout, Howard Jones, Duran Duran, Erasure. Yeah, I'm not justifying.
You only got Madonna when he said we've spoken about her.
Yeah, but I still got it.
Oh, right.
So I got 17.
Crikey, she's getting quite angry there.
Imagine what she'd be like with her A-levels now.
So I hope the listeners at home have done well at that. I'm sure they will have done. That was good. Judging by her demographic. Do you think, Dan, tell us the truth when we get to see you, how many you got right?
I'm saying about five.
Yeah, I think so. Who are they? Simo? Never heard of any of them.
Never heard. Where's the jam?
Yeah. So that's it, I think. Hopefully. Martin should be back. Martin was meant to come this week, but he couldn't make it. He had something came up at the last minute. So Martin should be back next week. We'll get Sheena back.
Dane Sheena will come.
Yeah. I was going to ask her the other day, but I thought that was probably your job.
Oh, well, always let me know. Yeah.
Well, because she's on the chat. I thought I might as well just say, you're going to come, Sheena. Yeah. But I thought, you know, I think we both know you like being the only woman on the quiz.
That isn't so not true. I liked it when Jackie did it, and I liked when Sheena came.
Yeah, I know. So Sheena, come back. It's almost been 6 months, 7 months, maybe been 7 already.
Get her off the golf course.
So that's because last month's one went on for about an hour and 25 minutes.
Yeah, this is a short one.
Far too
long. Pro.
This is much better. Long. 57 minutes.
Oh, perfect. Pros.
The happy hour pros.
Pros.
So we'll be back in August.
In a month.
I'm pretty sure of it.
We'll be back in a month.
Regular listener Sue said that she misses us because we don't do it enough.
Well, Sue, I'm sorry. We're very, very busy. Yeah, contrary to what Aidan says, we're very busy,
man. We are very busy. Yeah, I know. So we'll be back in a month's time.
Have a lovely month. Enjoy the sun, and we'll see you later.
Bye.
Come on, England.
Homer Potts Happy Hour was recorded in the United Kingdom and is fully owned by Stewhead Publishing Limited, whose owner is an absolute bellend.